What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To bring in our girl, as we will dramatically shift gears, to bring in our girl, TK, Trista Crick, live from Las Vegas. TK, hold on, let me fix it. I got you. Oh, no, don't.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
There you are. There you are. TK, you look great. Uh-huh. What's good?
What's good, guy? Where's Kenny? He's around. He's not.
I don't know where Kenny is. I don't know.
I heard you had an incredible rant right before I came on.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a rant, but I actually didn't. I had a note on what Dave Roberts said about Atlanta yesterday. But as I started talking about it,
I didn't see it.
Well,
I didn't see that.
Well, in 2021, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game was supposed to be in Atlanta. And Rob Manfred said, you know what, we're not going to do that because of the voter suppression laws that were going into effect. Or what is essentially the voter suppression laws that were going into effect in Atlanta. And Dave Roberts said at the time, of course, this is on the heels of Black Lives Matter, said at the time, you know, I would consider, I might have to forego the honor of being the National League manager if the game was in Atlanta. The game wound up not being in Atlanta, but tonight's is. And Dave Roberts is the manager, and there isn't a single voter suppression law that has changed. And I had a problem with Dave Roberts not standing on what he said 4 years ago when he was asked about it at a panel. And it comes across as performative. And I do not get down with performative activism. Activism is a thankless job in which half the people in this country hate you. And I'm not okay with people pretending like they're making a stand when they, in fact, are not. And I expect a lot better from a person like Dave Roberts and didn't get it.
I'm right there. I've got nothing to add except for yes.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
I will add something. I think performative activism was at an all time peak like crypto back in 2020.
Facts.
And so, in fact, it made me feel so gross that I didn't want to do anything because I didn't want to be seen in the same lane as those that I knew were performatively showing support. So like when everybody was doing that black screen nonsense on their Instagram, I'm like, what's that about to do? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like, there are a lot of people looking like me putting Black Lives Matter on their homes, like little, you know, whatever, little plaques or little signs outside, stakes in their yards, putting their little black screen on their Instagram to black it out for George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement. But the question is, what do you do when you see somebody black across the street and it's 10 p.m. at night? Like, what's really your energy about?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What is it when you get your nurse is black or your massage therapist is black? Do you go off of stereotypes or do you just come in with some sort of like, It's really how we treat each other as well. And so I see a lot of performative messaging that is not really in conjunction with real life.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I was talking about before you arrived. Gosh. But you are here.
We were keeping it light then.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. Again, you know, again, not planned. Sincerest apologies. I had actually planned on talking about Paul George before you joined us, because I thought you would actually get a good laugh out of talking about Paul George and the fact that he had to have a surgery before the season even
they
started.
They tried to sneak that in, didn't they?
Like,
stop trying to sneak in Paul George injury updates. And also the torn retina. Who had the torn retina? That obviously was not a torn retina. Jesse?
Who had the torn retina? I don't
remember. And
now that you're saying it, I remember, and it sounds painful, but I can't remember who had it. But the Paul George scope and the idea, that Anthony Davis had the torn retina. The detached retina.
Perfect.
That's what it was.
Detached. Yeah. Come on, dog.
Yeah.
Come on. It was Anthony Davis. And it makes perfect sense that it was Anthony Davis.
How? Paul George and Anthony Davis having procedures before the season even starts is just brutal.
It really is. It's so on brand. It's so 2020. So 2019. So 2018. Really? You know, it's like, can you guys be less of a trope of yourself? You know?
Well, hearing Daryl Morey or reading Daryl Morey or whoever it was say, like, yeah, no, we expect Joel Embiid to be ready for the season. Like,
it's the same.
Bro, you don't know?
Every year.
Like, you don't know?
Every year it's the same. And I wonder, do these people that work for the team feel the same way that we do? Where it's just like, oh my God, here we go again.
They've got to.
Or do they dilute themselves? I ran in, by the way, speaking of diluting themselves, to all of the Sacramento contingency. We were talking about the Beam Team peak year and how we all went out in San Francisco. It was like 10 of the folks. Brendan was there. Some of the ops from Sac Town were there.
All right, all right.
But they're nice people, but they know they're the ops.
No, nah, those are our people, though.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's really just Sactown that's the ops, not the people who get paid from Sactown.
That's right.
So that's what I told them. And so anyway, you look at, and they were asking me about the process of hiring Steve. And I was like, I just didn't like the way that it went down. And I don't think we should delude ourselves into believing that something is going correctly just because it's the team that we like.
The process of hiring who?
Hiring Steve.
Steve who?
Oh.
You mean Scott? Scott
no,
Perry?
Scott Perry. I'm on Vegas time. I have 3 hours of sleep.
I was going to say, if Scott I Perry. Didn't know better, I would, and again, I do know better, but if I didn't, I would think you had one of those legendary Vegas nights where.
I had a great Vegas night.
Okay.
I felt into bed at around 2:30.
Okay. All right.
And then
to be clear, our girl does not drink, so it's just merely the lack of sleep.
I'm struggling. It was 2 days in a row, too. I was out till 2 the night before, up at 5 for NBC. And so my words are not really there. It's not there. And I just didn't take a nap yesterday. I recorded something just now, just got back into the room, lost my room key. I've lost my room key, y'all. I don't even know people's names. I lost my room key 7 times already.
Oh.
In 5 days, 6 days.
Oh, that's.
I've had to go to the front desk. Well, I just leave it in the room. There's like 7 of these.
Sure.
And so, yeah. So it's just been.
And now those are all deactivated. So if you grab the wrong one and try to come back.
No, because I tell them it's in the room.
It's just
in the room.
Oh, so they don't deactivate them. Well, that's good.
Correct. Anyway, so I am burnt.
Okay.
So burnt.
Well, that's a good Vegas experience. How much longer are you there?
I leave tomorrow.
Okay.
Leave tomorrow. Went to the WME party last night.
Of course you did.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. It was always good. I didn't really put the effort into getting on the list. And so, you know, because that always takes like something. But I saw almost called him Steve Barnes, Scott Barnes, Scotty Barnes. Scotty Barnes comes in, and I see the. I'm like, where's he going? I know he's not standing in line with the rest of us. There's like a little like side entrance. Look at me telling on myself.
I love that Vegas is beating your ass. This is the best thing ever.
You can tell it's really destroying me because my tone is just befuddled.
This is just a whole different Trista. Like, this is terrific.
And so I see him go into this other entrance. Well, I see him like headed towards that other entrance. You have to go out of the like mall area. And then there's like little like secondary. It was at Tocamadera inside the Aria. And so I'm like, I'm just going to follow Steve Barnes, Scotty Barnes. And I just drafted off of him. I literally just opened the doors for me and Scotty Barnes. And I just walked in with Scotty Barnes and went to the party.
Oh, that's terrific. That's
they were at capacity, y'all. Mm-hmm. Nobody was getting in that party, but I was getting in.
And you did. And what types of thing goes on at an agency summer league party?
You know, the hardest thing about it is that you can tell. Guess who I saw? I almost took a photo.
Okay.
I almost took a photo. Who do you think I saw? If I give you one hint, Air Force Ones, who did I see?
Devin.
I saw Devin in there looking like a B2K boy. He had the do-rag on and the hat on top of it.
Well, he has to. It's better.
God,
yeah,
it's
okay.
It was so bad.
I'm with you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
He had 30, though, in summer league, so I couldn't crush him too bad. Didn't say a word to him, but I wanted to take a photo for the chatty house. I sent you a photo, you and Kenny a photo of our girl. She came up to me, said, what's up? And so, but the thing that's weird is that you've got, like, industry people.
No, wait, was she at the industry party? Was she at the, oh my.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God, she be our girl Lania be everywhere.
She got in there. She was at the bar with her mans and them. Okay. And but the funny thing is you've got like the industry media people, which there's not that many of. They don't really love us. So it's like Shams and Master testifies in, which he gets kind of the VIP. I think he knows some agents, so they get him in. And he was like, how'd you get in here? You literally walked up and I was in the front of the line and the line was 150 people, but you're here just the same as me. I said, you know, when you have when you stand in the shadow of Scotty Barnes, anything can happen. And he just let me do it. He didn't care at all. He was just like, I'm just like with him. They walked me through into the VIP area and everything. Jalen Williams, fresh off his extension. He's parlaying. He's sitting in the little section by himself. The athletes don't really talk to anybody but the athletes.
That's the most predictable thing you could say. Yeah, J-Dub, fresh extension. He's just sitting there by himself. Like, yeah, that checks.
Yeah, just
that
sitting
checks.
There.
Yeah. He probably left before it got too late.
Yeah, he's just kind of sitting there. I think maybe like one homie is there. Who else was there? You know who I met? I'm spacing on his name because names right now are just eluding me.
Yeah.
I barely know your name.
That's fine.
And so, and I just had, I think it's Dave Kang, Dave Jason. Anyway, he was the one. I met up with I saw Mike Schmitz there, head of, like, pretty much the button pusher at the Blazers. And he's always so funny because he wants to know how I'm feeling about the team. Like, I was like, I'm in Portland now. I'm 10 toes down in Portland. I'm living there now. Mm-hmm. And he goes, but are you 10 toes down on us as a team and what we're doing? I'm like, why do you care? And so anyway, we start talking about Tumani Kamara. And he's like, you know who you should meet? The guy responsible for finding Tumani Kamara. And I was like, yeah, I'd love to meet him. So he introduces me to Dave or Jason or whatever the guy's name is, because there's some generic white name. Awesome guy. Come to find out, he's a Dayton assistant coach, but was the Iowa State assistant coach that found Tyrese Haliburton and was the Murray State assistant coach that found Ja Morant.
Oh, my goodness.
What a resume. Yeah. Found the Thompson twins before they went to overtime elite.
Mm-hmm.
But showing me photos of everything. He just wanted to keep the receipts. Told me an awesome story that I will share with you off the record about when Miles Turner divulged that he was not coming back to the team, to the Pacers.
Oh.
And what happened after that, which is really one of the more shocking revelatory pieces of info. He was with Tyrese when that happened. So I met him. He's awesome. I met the guy that was like the plug of Atlanta. He's like, I don't know what, I think he does something grassroots for another team, but he's like, I've been in Atlanta my whole life. You need anything in Atlanta, you come to me. And I was like, let me get your number then. He's like, well, let me see your Instagram first. Let me see how big your following is. I was like, okay, all good. But I think I didn't meet them at the WME party, but I met them at this Australian party 2 nights ago when I was out late, super late. If I wasn't an Atlanta Hawks fan before, and I've been loving what they've been doing. We know that,
mm-hmm.
right? We know
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I am certified now. I am calling Atlanta as a culture shift, as a movement. I am all in on what they're doing. And the people there are excellent. So I end up seeing Psalms. He's out there parlaying at this Australian party. And it was for Dyson Daniels. It's for Josh Giddey. And it's like for this Australian Federation, right? So, and Shams is there. And he's like, yo, do you know my guy, BG? You know my guy, BG? And I was like, oh, I don't know BG. By the way, this BG character, I don't know him at the time. Fine as hell. And I'm like, oh, hey, da-da-da, blah-blah-blah. And he's like, yo, Tristan be cooking Joe Dumars. She be cooking New Orleans, da-da-da. And I was like, oh, are you in New Orleans? He's like, I used to be in New Orleans. Are you cooking New Orleans? And I was like, well, yeah, but I'm probably not cooking you because, like, you're just probably too far down the totem pole for me to cook. Turns out it's Bryson Graham, the assistant, the interim GM from the New Orleans Pelicans. He's now the VP of basketball operations at the Atlanta Hawks. awesome dude, really cool, good dude, but I also felt so stupid. And but he was totally cool. He's telling, we were talking about it. He's like, yo, you get it, you get our vision, fam. Da, da, da. Young. He's younger than me. He's like 36 years old. It's crazy. They're young. So then this other hipster looking dude comes up and we're all talking because he knows some of the same people that are like a friend of mine or a friend of his. It's like a financial advisor for athletes. And he comes up and it's loud in there. So he, you know, hey, I'm so-and-so. And I was like, you said your name is Austin? And he's like, no. And I was like, you said your name was Otson? And he's like, no. And he's like real hipster, like big beard, like flat brim hat, like Carhartt shirt. And he say, I say, Otson? And he goes, no, Onsti. And I go, oh, Onsti Salah, GM of the Atlanta Hawks. We chop it up for like 45 minutes. And he's also young.
This all happened last night. This all happened at the party.
2 nights ago at the Australian. Okay. Yeah, 2 nights ago at the Australian party. And we start chopping it up. And he's like, I was like, oh, yeah, I talk about the NBA. Like, I work for NBC. Like, I make comedy content. He's like, yeah, no, I watch your videos. I said, no, you do not. And he's like, yes, I do. Come through. Like, take my number. Anything you need. Come to Atlanta. Like, family. And I said, no way. You're going to roll out the red carpet for me? He said, yeah. And I said, okay, well, I'll stop calling Trey Young cotton candy buckets then.
See, that's all it takes. A little red carpet treatment, and Trista will stop making fun of you.
And I'm off the haterade, Unnecessary shots will stop if you guys just do the right thing and let me in the building. Let me be the fan that I am.
Yo.
So they're awesome. What they're building, think about this, because it's not just because they were nice to me. When do you ever see a role player have an event and the front office comes to support the role player for the entire event?
Yeah.
Never.
That's big time.
Nobody from the Bulls was there to support Josh Giddey, not a single soul.
Well,
you have the GM and the assistant GM at this party parlaying, like really supporting Dyson Daniels when there was a bunch of other parties they could have been at.
To be fair, Josh Giddey kind of just out there alone right now. He's in that restricted free agent class that can't get a deal done.
I talked to him at the party. I talked about how we got into a little TikTok beef back like 4 years ago, and he was laughing about that. And
TikTok beef.
TikTok beef is crazy. Do you remember in the beginning you probably don't remember because you weren't on TikTok, but he had like a bunch of videos about how he was a ladies' man and a player and how he was dating all these people. And I was like, relax, Josh Giddey. Nobody knows you in the United States. Turns out he kind of was a ladies' man. So
also
whatever.
Might have aged a little poorly.
It probably did. So anyway, I meet somebody that knows him. It's like very close to him. And I was like, yo, the Bulls aren't paying this man $30 million. You better tell your man to sign this contract. And we're talking about it. And Josh just pulls right up. What are we talking about? And I say, you in restricted free agency. You.
What? How did he react? Like, what did he say? Like, are these guys, like, are they, like, I'm so curious what someone like him, Jonathan Kuminga, thinks, just being, they're literally stuck in no man's land. This has almost never happened before.
And I think it's going to happen more. More and more and more, I think the restricted free agent market, you better sign that extension as soon as you can. Because once you get into restricted free agency land, anything's possible. You just might end up with your qualifying offer and floating out into the abyss as a free agent. Like I heard yesterday, Anthony Simons, like they're looking to flip him. They don't even want him in Boston.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, isn't he expiring? Like, why not keep him for the year while Tatum is out? Have a guy who can get you buckets and then it's over.
Speaking of the Celtics, I'm just unloading the clip. Had an amazing time at the bar by myself. Met this father-son duo. Old man Rivers looks like Colonel Sanders out there. White hair, very dapper. He's sitting next to me. His son's sitting next to him. We start chopping it up. The dad's from New Zealand. Son was born and raised in New Zealand. And I'm like, oh, cool. Where are you living now? He's like, oh, I'm living in Boston now. I was like, oh, cool. What are you out in Vegas for? He's like, oh, summer league. I was like, oh, cool. What's your deal? Assistant coach, Boston Celtics, like the architect of the offense of the championship winning team. So freaking dope. We chopped it up for like 3 hours, just joking around. Like, we were talking about like stories and how, you know, weird Joe Mazzulla is and how like, it was great. So it's been a really unique experience.
See, you've
met
you've,
some great people.
You've got like that personality that makes everyone comfortable. Like, they'll like come talk to you. Like, someone will sit down and like, oh, what are you doing in Vegas? Oh, summer league. Oh, what do you do? I'm the commissioner of the NBA. Oh, cool. Like, let's talk.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was really embarrassed. I didn't know what Bryson Graham and Auntie Salah looked like by face.
Well, no. The fact that she kept getting his name wrong is what. I'm sorry. What? Auntie? What is your name? No, that's great.
Yeah, Auntie? And Otten? And he goes, no, Auntie. And I go, oh. Oh, he goes, oh, yeah, ah, you get it now. And I said to him, I said, how young, like, you guys are young as hell, dude. You're freaking younger than me. And he goes, where are you living? I was like, I'm living in Portland. He goes, love Portland. I could be a barista in Portland right now. You put some tattoos on my arms, and I am at Stumptown serving you cappuccinos. And I was like, this guy is the best, man. What GM in the league is self-deprecating in that way? I'm in on Atlanta. I'm going to be rocking with them this year.
Okay. So we're rocking with Atlanta. Are we rocking with anyone else after your summer league experience? What are you doing tonight?
I'm having dinner with the GM of the Pacers and director of scouting for the Blazers.
That's your guy,
so
right?
That's my guy, Chad Buchanan. So we'll have dinner tonight. I think it's a late one just because the Blazers play late. They play at like 7.
Okay.
So today's the only day we could all meet up. So I'm super excited. I met up with Ashley Battle, who's an assistant coach for Boston as well, but she's also a UConn legend. Mm-hmm. She introduced me to some of her former teammates that are working actually for Portland now on the like VP of strategy side. You talk about making people comfortable. I'm going to just tell you right now, it's an extension to men. If you don't know who I am and you're a woman in like a badass woman. Like, if I met Kara, and not with a cosign like you, I think she'd be highly suspicious of me. Just too casual. Just those type of badass women, they're like, yo, you're too comfy.
Well, to be fair, Kara's highly suspicious of everybody. So, like,
but I think those types of women are. I think it's like, I don't know you like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's a
very accurate assessment of a person you haven't met before. Very, very accurate.
And these women were as well. Asia Jones played for UConn.
Oh, I know Asia. Yeah, my dog. Yep.
Yeah, she's great, but was like,
oh,
let
definitely.
Me check you real well, quick.
Well,
let
not
me check
Asia.
You real quick.
Asia's a very like, she has a very like stern personality. She's not like,
yes.
Yeah.
It like, scared me.
Yeah, no, that's her. But that's like her personality, like whether she loves you or doesn't know you. Like, that is literally Asia's personality. I met her not UConn, but the Connecticut Sun. When Kara played for the Connecticut Sun, Asia was there. Asia was the basis for my contract negotiation, for Kara's second contract negotiation, because she was coming off of an injury. And she got a fully guaranteed contract for like the next 4 years. Like, that was their girl. They loved her. They tried to lowball Kara and like put all of these, you know, restrictions into, you know, like, oh, if she does this, plays a certain amount of games, she'll reach the full deal. Like, no, you just signed a player who missed more games last year than Kara did. You're going to sign her to the exact same deal, or we're not having a conversation. And that's how I learned to be an agent.
I need you as my agent. Yeah, I need you as my agent for that.
You big time. Working in the W back then was easy. There was a very, look, Kara is an all-star. She is an Olympic gold medalist. She is a max player. Like, there is no discussion. It was like being an agent for LeBron James or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Like, you're a top player. Kara was a top player, and if you're going to talk to me like she's not, we're just not having a conversation. It's a lot more nuanced now, and now, you know, all she had at the time was the W. I did Nike. I did a couple of other, like, smaller endorsements like that, and then she had the TV agent. And now in the W, it's a whole different monster, because you could get a deal, your freshman year in college that lasts you for the next 20 years.
Yes, yeah, it's wild. So Asia checked me. I gave her a hard time about the Norm Powell trade with the Rocco trade where Blazers got bag of chips back.
Yeah.
And she was like, we're not doing that. Mm. We are not doing that. I said, really? Because I think it was a bag of chips. And she said, we got a trade exception back. I said, what do I care about a trade exception? What did we get for the trade exception?
I hear
and she
it.
Said, she said Jeremy Grant because Damian Lillard wanted him. And I said, and what good did that do? What, he's gone. Jeremy's still on the team. We getting rid of him. He's here until he's not here. Not giving you any intel, basically. I was like, oh, man, I am. This is a tough crowd.
I would. No, it's just her. That is 100%
her. I texted her like,
so
hello,
funny.
Like, this is Trista. No response.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's hilarious. That is
well, I'll keep on her.
Adventures.
I'll keep on her.
This is the only, I care nothing about Summer League. The only reason I want to go is to just hang out with you for 4 days.
No, but like we would crush. That's why I think next summer we would just go to the arenas. We'd go through the wind, walk around, like people you know that I don't know, people I know that you don't know. We would be a dynamic duo. Bring Katie. She could be in the room going to the spa. Fountain Blue Spa is apparently incredible. There's like a snow shower. There's cold tubs. Hot. Let's just talk about it, you know?
Okay.
Because you would just like... I would call it Friday through Tuesday.
Okay.
For Thursday, Friday through Tuesday, go to the WME party on Monday night and be out the next day.
All right. All right. We'll start thinking about next year. I actually love Vegas significantly more than I ever realized I do. I love go. We were this close to taking, like, we've talked ourselves out of it, but I didn't plan, like, Cowboy Carter is there next Friday. And I'm like, yo, let's go. And then we're going to Disneyland the next day for work. It's like, hey, let's go. Let's go to Cowboy Carter. Let's go to Vegas for one night. And then kind of cooler heads prevailed. And it's like, nah, we don't need to do that. It's fine.
You could have seen Nas as well.
See, that's so did you go to that?
I did. It was all Illmatic with the orchestra.
Yeah.
Nas in a full tux. And
dapped up LeBron as
through.
LeBron walked up.
Yes, and AZ was there.
Okay.
He brought AZ out. Legend from New York that they represented and like
Sugar
this
Hill,
stuff
baby.
On the first album.
The Firm.
Yeah, he said that AZ was the only person that he could get to do a song with him because he was such an unknown. So AZ was the first person to agree to come onto a track with them. He talks about how he wanted to be a rapper and he felt like he could use his voice to sort of shift the where the world is going and the narrative about what we talk about and really change. He's got very grand aspirations about what rap does for society and humanity. And he was incredible. Talked about certain songs and how they didn't clear the Michael Jackson record that put him on the map.
Oh yeah. That makes so
He's
much
like, we
sense.
Didn't clear that.
That makes so much sense because Michael and that group, they were not clearing records back then.
Mm-hmm. And so eventually Michael was just like, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. It's cool. And that was his first, you know, first song on MTV. And as soon as he got in front of the world on TV, that really changed everything. And his career took off from there. So it was pretty much every song on Illmatic. And it had like a storytelling component to it. All I could think about was how much you would have loved it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Oh yeah, I would have absolutely loved that. You text me as soon as you bought your ticket, and I thought, oh man, that's a cold one. That's a cold one. I love
that's
Nas.
That's a cold one.
Yeah,
me too. And you remember? Oh man, this is Nas. This is why I love him. And you put him back into the top five again, because I think he's kind of dropped off my top five. And then you hear him perform Illmatic with this 80-person orchestra, which is just beautiful and great. And visually, they use all this imagery behind them. And you're like, yeah, he's top five. But his cadence, his flow, his sound is so unique. He's so iconic. He's so special to me as like an aspiring rapper. I even realized, oh, my cadence has taken pieces of Nas.
Yeah, you have you have a very New York cadence when you rap. It is, mm-hmm. it is heavily, heavily East Coast influenced.
Yeah, so it's next year we'll have to do some summer league together.
Who is your favorite rapper of all time?
Probably just the of all time, it's probably 90s Snoop, just because that was so impactful to me. Okay. He's not the best rapper, but he's the most fun, party, get Trista into rap at 5 years old rapper. Mm-hmm. Doggy Style is probably my favorite album.
Okay.
Of all time. And it's like the most ignorant one, but like great. And then I love J. Cole too. Like okay. J. Cole Born Sinner is a top five modern album for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And I can't put Kendrick there. Like I can't put him in my top five, really? Because outside of this album, this is the album that I wanted to begin with.
Sure.
You know, with all the hits on it.
Sure.
We have some hits here and there. DNA was fine, but I'm not circling the block for To Pimp a Butterfly. That's just too avant-garde. You're too good. You're playing around with stuff. It's just not enough on the beat. I can't do it.
So we were talking to Cole Kushner earlier. He hosts the Dissect podcast, and we were actually talking about the differences in music. Like obviously Drake and Kendrick is a thing over the last year and a half, but they are two very definitively different ways of making music. You talk about Snoop and Doggy Style and how that's easily his best album, but it's also like trash. It's the trashiest. And like that in, you know, juxtaposition to Illmatic, you feel like you're talking about two entirely different genres of music when in fact you're just talking about hip hop. And sometimes, you know, Drake wants to make the hits and make everybody dance and make the ladies swoon. And Kendrick wants to make a book. He wants to make a record and he wants to make an album that you have to think about. And it's not that one's right and one's wrong. It's just a different way of making music. And what do you appreciate more?
And for me, I'm going to use music based on my mood. Mm-hmm. And there's just very, very in often do I, am I in the mood to get into that headspace where Kendrick wants to bring you. Music to me is like, yes, lyrically, I want the lyrics to be there, right? I want them to open my mind. I want them to storytell like Nas and J. Cole are so good at. But I also want to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And Kendrick, outside of this album, because Kendrick makes me feel amazing on this album.
Mm-hmm.
So many hits, so much melody, so much everything's hitting on. But before that, it's like, man, this is especially the album that he had 2 times ago where he was like screaming back and forth with that girl. And it was like a domestic violence situation.
Yeah, we cry together.
I'm like, I'm good. I don't want to listen to this more than one time. This is traumatic for me.
It is like it's a heavy album to listen to. The funny thing about GNX being that departure from everything he's done in the past, and this has really turned into a Kendrick Lamar episode, but the funny thing about the departure is in that album that everyone that's got TV off and Squabble Up and Luther and all of these joints on it, he writes a record from the perspective of Billie Holiday and Jimi Hendrix, and then he writes another record. He ends the album with basically a love song to his pen. And it's like he's
still... guess what? And just give us a few hits and then you can do whatever the hell you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Give us 6 hits and do 12 songs that are in your own vision and we will love you forever. That's the model.
Luther was far bigger of a massive hit than I imagined it would be. That record has turned into something I didn't predict when the album came out.
Same. And it, even though it's sort of like low tempo, it's just so airy, watery. Mm-hmm. It flows mm-hmm. so well.
It's perfect. It's a perfect song.
Puts you in a good space. It's yep. perfect. The composition's amazing. Yeah. SZA's been put to, and I've always loved SZA, but SZA's now skyrocketed in terms of like R&B success. I just love collaboration albums. We're going to talk about how problematic this album is, but one of my favorite trashy collaboration albums.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Is it Jay-Z and R. Kelly? Best of Both Worlds?
Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
And there are some songs on there where you're like, you listen to them back in 2025 and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Man, you guys were in it.
Yep.
You're telling on yourselves here in the song. And they're just up.
Yep.
And so I want more collaboration albums.
Who you got before we let you... go regroup, maybe get a nap in. Caitlyn versus Sabrina.
Well, here's the thing. I was hearing online chattering, and I can't wait to go. NBC's got like a box, and they're going to...
Where's
gonna
oh, it's out. In Indiana. That's okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I mean, that's why I'm not really talking about it. But I think because of the fever of it all,
yeah.
It'd be great.
For sure.
I've never been inside of Gamebridge before. Like, I've never been to a game at Gamebridge. I've only stepped inside the like just the halls of the arena, because you can actually walk in, you don't have to have a ticket. They have, it's like almost mm-hmm. like a museum, and
yeah.
then there's the arena mm-hmm. after, so it's super cool. So I'm excited about that, but everything that I see online is like, well, if Caitlyn loses this, are you guys ready to admit that she's not the GOAT and she's not that good of a shooter and da 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 da? And it's like, but y'all aren't thinking about the opposite either. What happens if she wins?
Mm.
What happens if, like, she's just been selling on that little hamstring just for this moment alone, and she dominates? Where are we going from there? What is the fever pitch, and what is the conversation around that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a prediction, but it's going to be one hell of a three-point contest.
I'm locked in.
Could you imagine?
This would be exciting. No, this is going to be really exciting. Yeah, this is good stuff.
I mean, we don't even care who's in it. It should just be like Steph versus Sabrina. It should be Caitlyn versus Sabrina. That's it. Like that's it. No, everybody else is just the Jackson 5 members that we know are not really the
Tito,
stars of
Jermaine,
the show.
Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, ain't nobody worried about you guys. Yep.
Also, wasn't Tito? Tito was a bad dancer, wasn't he?
Yes. It was awful.
Yeah, there's some bad dancing on
Tito
my Jackson
terrible.
5.
Yeah, awful. Go get a nap. Go get some rest.
This injected.
Oh, there you go.
Life into my veins.
Okay, I'm with it. Well, we love you. Enjoy the rest of your time in Vegas.
Also, have a great day.
You too, TK.
Okay.
All right. Tristan Crick, live from Las Vegas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.